This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The Fulton County Jail in Atlanta witnessed a new kind of suspect today, public school teachers and administrators. It's the deadline for educators indicted in a widespread cheating scandal in the Atlanta public schools to surrender or face arrest. 35 in all face charges in an alleged conspiracy to fix test scores in order to get cash bonuses. The superintendent raked in $500,000 alone. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports the case could change the national conversation about high-stakes testing in schools.
To critics who believe standardized testing is out of control, the lesson from Atlanta is clear. The stakes are too high.
Educators are being told that their jobs are on the line, their career, their reputation, their school will be closed if the scores don't go up.
Diane Ravitch is an education historian and leading opponent of test-based school reform. In Atlanta, teachers and principals got bonuses if they raised test scores enough. If they didn't, they could lose their jobs.
I think that the wrong lesson would be to just blame teachers and say it's their fault. They're trapped in a system that is rewarding them for doing the wrong thing.
The anti-testing movement is gaining traction. Earlier this year, teachers in Seattle refused to give their students a widely used standardized test. The district just announced plans to reduce testing and says the teachers won't be punished. Legislators in Texas just passed a bill to limit the number of tests students have to take. Kate Walsh is president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says anyone thinking about cheating got a wake-up call this week.
I think the image of 35 people having to walk into a jail this morning and get booked is going to have an incredibly powerful impact on suppressing cheating.
Rather than stop testing, though, Walsh says we need better monitoring and tests that better reflect what teachers are actually teaching. And she says those are on their way from two different state groups. Joan Herman is senior scientist at CREST, a group that studies student testing.
Testing is an important part of school accountability, but we have to be careful on how much emphasis we put on a single indicator.
Like test scores. Herman says any measure of a school's quality should include classroom observations, analysis of student work, and parents who should have a pretty good idea what their children are learning at school. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.